S.J. Podcast!
Right, who was it? Come on, own up. Who let Miss Fellows out of the music cupboard? Oh, I bet it was Mr. Henson. He's always racing round, solving problems, being kind. What does he say? Children, do your best. Follow the EJ way. Ah, it makes me cross. Don't tell me about the EJ way. I know what it says. It says I know how to express my thoughts and feelings. So that's what I'm going to do. I want Miss Fellows' classroom. It's as simple as that. It's light and airy with plenty of space. There are cool computer benches at the back. And it has wonderful views of the nature garden. She needs to go, and I need to have her classroom. It should be mine already. Who's been at the school longer? Then you find it's me. So listen up, everyone. Any pupil who can get rid of Miss Fellows must be locked away somewhere. Somewhere where she'll never get out. Will get their school report upgraded. It will read, this pupil has been the best ever pupil of Ely St. John's ever. They are perfect in every way. They are funnier than Mr. Tumble. More positive than Joe Wicks, and as entertaining as an episode of the Teletubbies. They're the greatest thing to happen to St. John's since Brussels sprouts and turnips were banned from the school dinner menu for making the children too windy. So, find her, lock her away, and get me my room. Alternatively, you could do some lovely play script writing. Picture the scene. The Year 6 teachers have taken the Year 6 children to Hunstanton, and it's time to go home. But where are the children? Whoops. I think us teachers would be in a little bit of trouble. But what would happen next? This is what we want you to do. We would like you to write a play script for the Year 6 staff to perform on the last podcast. Make it around 2 to 3 minutes and describe what happens next at Hunstanton. We will read all the play scripts that will be submitted, but unfortunately, we can only pick one to perform. So, select a genre. It could be comedy, fantasy, crime, or science fiction. Be creative and have fun. This is your chance to control what comes out of your teacher's mouths. I'm sure some of you would choose silence, but this doesn't work for a podcast. Who are you going to make panic? Who is going to blame the others? And who is going to be eaten by a 3-meter seagull? It's up to you. We look forward to what drops into the Year 6 email inbox.
My favourite things about Ely St. John's is playing basketball and netball. The best thing of Ely St. John's was getting an award from the head teacher.
In Year 4 we did Hilltop and my favourite part about it was when we went down the zip lines.
In Year 5 I came second in the sprinting race around the field on sports day.
In Year 6 and Year 5 Christmas played chicken dance, that was my favourite memory.
In Year 5, we practiced hockey for PE. And my favourite part about doing that is we got to do it with partners. And I love playing hockey.
In Year 1, we did this thing where there was two teams, Bella's team and Victor's team. And we used to fight over sticks to build our team's den.
A big thank you to all the people you've just heard from there. Ashley, Harvey, Jessica, Jordan, Tawana and Louie. Thanks for your contributions. We've got a few more coming up, but first, we really liked reading through your responses to last week's English task, all about primary school memories, and the ones that have come in for the podcast. Here is a selection of the memories sent in by Finn, Amelia, Joe, Freddie and Sophie. Running up and down the mound, saying good morning to the head teacher in assembly, having ice lollies after sports day, making daisy chains on the field, times in the nature garden, like when we got to eat stuff, school trips, especially the one to Anglo-Saxon village because one of my friends got into one of the beds and couldn't get out, making dens in the spinny, and I like this one a lot, rushing to assembly to sit on the benches at the back. I wonder how many of you will remember sitting on those benches in the hall as something you only do in primary school. Just got a voice message sent through about sharing memories. Let's have a look. Ooh, it doesn't have a name. Let's have a listen anyway.
My favourite memory of the Year 6s is still to come. I can't wait for the day when we know they've left for good and we never have to see them again.
Whoa! Oh, sorry everyone, I should have checked that first. It's probably a Year 5 teacher. Anyway, moving swiftly on.
Holly has sent us one of her favourite memories. It reads, when we went on the bus to Littleport College for an athletics competition, we sang Baby Shark the whole way there, which really annoyed Mr. Mackinder. And on the way back, we were so late, we told everyone we'd gone for a McFlurry at McDonald's. Well, 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 Holly. I can't say I'm impressed by this admission. Not only were you obviously late back for my lesson, but you've now left me feeling very hungry and craving a McFlurry. Evie sent this in. I remember going to Hilltop and going on the really big and high zip wire, and I even flossed on the way down. Well, Evie, I'm really pleased to hear, as I'm sure your dentist will be, that you take your oral hygiene so seriously that you floss your teeth during a zip wire descent. Well done you, wonderful.
If only some of your classmates would take their oral hygiene as seriously.
Okay, Jake has sent this message in. In Year 3, on Victorian Day, Mr. Thart would go around and whack his cane on the tables and he would blame the other children and make a stand at the front of the class. Well, Jake, I'm glad that made a lasting impression on you, because you'll be pleased to know that Miss Bassett has just announced that from September, teachers will be allowed to do this sort of thing every day, not just on Victorian Day. It's part of a new and improved EJ way. Oh, it'll be fun. Okay, I think we can squeeze one more memory in. This is from Thomas.
In foundation, one of my only memories was that I brought a magnifying glass into school, and at break time, me and Thomas Good focused it at the school. Just as the wall was starting to go brown, a lunchtime supervisor stopped us.
Well, thank you for that confession, Thomas. It does sound a lot like attempted arson, so I will have to consider whether I need to give Ely Police Station a quick call. Although, I probably will accept a nice, substantially sized chocolate cake. You know, as a bribe. We'll sort it out later, okay? Speak to you then.
Hello children, it's Miss Fellows here. I'm out and about around Ely St John's, and today I just wanted some peace and quiet. I've been in Year 1 this morning, and you know what that's like. Well, here I am in the nature garden, and just out in the allotment...
Hello, Miss Fellows!
Oh my goodness, hello Jordan, hello Jessica, how are you?
Good. Here's a message from Mr Preston.
Mr Preston says, could you get some new handwriting books from the stationery cupboard, please?
Right, message from Mr Preston, and he wants me to go in the stationery cupboard. Tell him I will be... I'll send him an email about it later. Thanks very much.
Okay.
Really? I think I'm just not going to fall for that this week. I'm just going to stay out here in the garden looking at the hollyhocks and just having a...
Just for Mr Preston,
Fred. Oh, well, I've just been in the garden looking for some peace and quiet.
Yes, message from Mr Preston. He wants you to go into the attic to get us to get him some tinsel.
Tinsel?
Yes.
Tinsel in June. Right, tell him I'll do that later. I'll send him an email. Really? Tinsel? I don't think so. I just wanted Hello?
Urgent message from Mr. Preston. He wants to know if you're able to get a tricycle from the Foundation courtyard shed, as he needs a tricycle to cycle home.
Tricycle? Yep, tell him I'm on it. Really, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. That would be ridiculous. I think he's up to something.
Miss Fellows!
Hello.
I thought you were still in the playtime cupboard. No, not cupboard, shed, whatever you call it.
Hi, Louie.
Hi. Mr Preston wonders if he could please borrow your stapler from your desk drawer.
Desk drawer. Right. Tell him I will do that in a bit. Thanks, Louie. A desk drawer? Really? Am I going to get stuck in a desk drawer? I don't think that's sensible at all. Oh, hello, Evie.
Message from Mr Preston. Could you please fetch this packed lunch out of the fridge?
Tell him I'll do it just before lunch, not to worry. Thanks, Evie.
Bye.
Thanks. So, fridge. All I wanted was some peace and quiet, and just these pesky Year 6 children are just at me the whole time. Oh, you know, I wanted to enjoy the flowers, the bird song, and no, children, messages. Do you know what? I know, I'll go in here. If I just move this wheelbarrow out of the way, and I just climb over some of these spades and just move this tray of trowels, and if I just... Oh, that's better. There we are, the allotment shed, much nicer. And just nice and quiet. And oh dear. Well, I think I've got lots of peace and quiet, but here we go again. So, hello? Help! I seem to be stuck in the shed. Hello?
Well, another successful podcast complete. Well done, teachers. I think we did a brilliant job. And I've heard Miss Bassett wants to speak to us. I assume that will be for her to tell us what a great job we've done. So I'm off to see her in her office at the moment. I think the other two are already there. Oh, there's some music being played. Must be a celebration. Fantastic.